11 to 6. Now, during his State of the Nation speech, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon announced a new foreign investment agency with the aim of driving more overseas revenue to our shores. It's a model based on Ireland and Singapore and will see Invest New Zealand become part of New Zealand Trade and Enterprise, which will become an autonomous Crown entity. Oliver Hartwich is the Executive Director for the New Zealand Initiative and he joins me now. Thanks for your time, Oliver.
Yeah, good morning.
I believe you took the Prime Minister on overseas trips to see how a model like this could work. What do you make of the announcement?
I think it's a wonderful announcement because it's exactly what New Zealand needs. And you're right, we travelled with the Prime Minister. We travelled with him to Switzerland and Denmark when he was a member of our group. But we also took another group to Ireland and we encountered the IDA Ireland agency, exactly the model on which Invest New Zealand is now based. And so we saw how it works, we saw it in practice. And from that perspective, I can tell you this is exactly the kind of investment agency that really makes a difference, that attracts foreign investors to the country, and that creates jobs and opportunities. So I'm not surprised that Christopher Luxon is enthusiastic about this model, because we were too.
What's going to be key to its success, Oliver?
Well, the really important thing is actually that it goes hand in hand with liberalisation of our foreign direct investment rules, because they are really complicated. We have made it extremely hard for international investors to navigate New Zealand. And so when they look at potentially investing in New Zealand currently, they will find all these rules and regulations. And in the end, they will ask themselves, well, is it really worth it? Should we really try to jump through all of these hoops and jump over all of these hurdles, or should we rather take our money elsewhere? And often the case is that they say, well, it's really not worth it. It's a small market. It's a small country. New Zealand is not a must-have in our portfolio. It's a nice-to-have, and so we rather go somewhere else. And if we change the rules, if we make it easier, if we make it more welcoming to be here and to be an investor in New Zealand, then they would consider New Zealand more. And then if they then also encounter the Invest New Zealand agency, which takes them by the hand, guides them through the system and tells them really how New Zealand works, how the country ticks, and really makes that lending in New Zealand a little bit easier, then I think we have a good chance to get way more international investment than we currently have.
Oliver, how long do you think it will take to make those changes to the rules and legislation?
Oh, the legislative changes are easy.
Yeah.
You could basically do them almost overnight. But you have to create an agency, and you have to create an agency with the right mindset. We have New Zealand Trade and Invest, of course, right now, and that is part of their role also right now to attract international investors. But the mindset so far has been to always be a bit careful, really emphasize the risks, and really make sure that we are getting the right kind of investors. We have to turn the mindset into something that really wants investors. I mean, that's what Ireland's done. Ireland at one stage decided they no longer wanted to be the poorhouse of Europe, and then they had this mindset to really get cracking and to really change things and attract investors. And we have to do exactly the same.
So, Oliver, how soon do you expect it to start drawing in more overseas investment?
I hope within the next month. I mean, the signal that the government is sending out is positive. The signal to the world is we are open for business. We want you here. And that's quite a change of mindset. And I think if we continued on that path, that change could happen quite quickly.
And look, as you've been travelling to Singapore and Ireland, anything, did you pick up on anything we need to be aware of that potentially, you know, might go wrong? We addressed sort of any issues that may arise?
No, I think what we have to do is actually we just have to make the case. We have to explain that this is worthwhile. I can tell you one experience we had in Ireland. We hosted the Irish economics minister at the time. And he told us that he could not travel to a single place in Ireland, not even the smallest village, without being asked by the locals, hey, minister, what can you do to get foreign investment into our area?
Mm.
And then we asked ourselves, well, would that happen in New Zealand? And the answer was probably not, because here we haven't actually learned to actually appreciate the benefits of foreign investment. We always think about them as risks. We think about them as becoming tenants in our own country, about selling out, about losing control. The Irish narrative was different. The Irish narrative was always, what can this investment do for us? How many jobs can it create? How much opportunity do we get out of it? How much growth do we create out of this? So it was a growth mindset. And that's what the Prime Minister talked about yesterday. He said we should actually think about, what can it do to make the economy grow? What can it do to make New Zealand a better place? And that should be our mindset, rather than thinking, what are there any potential risks?
Oliver, thank you so much for your time this morning. Nice to talk to you. Oliver Hartwich is the Executive Director for the New Zealand Initiative. It is 6 to 6.